Blog Talk Radio.
Diamond Taylor. We have a fabulous show for you this evening. It is all about Dollar Diva and her bargain baddies, bargain hunting all over town and on the web to find you the best deals in town and having fun freebies, coupons, giveaway, and more. If you like to save money and you love to shop, this is definitely the show for you. Yes, it is. I want to say to everyone, happy pre-Mother's Day. And before we do anything, as always, we must play our disclaimer and do a little housekeeping. So we will continue our show about Dollar Diva and her bargain baddies right after our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Dollar Diva and her bargain Betty's. Finding bargains, it's bargain hunting time. We go all around town and the web trying to find you the best deals on everything, fun freebies, coupons, giveaways, plus much, much more. If you love to save money and you like to shop, this is a show that is definitely for you. So without further ado, let me get the bargain Betty on the line. Hello, how are you?
I am fine. Diamond Taylor, what's going on?
I am doing great. I am doing great. And you know Mother's Day is Sunday, so I know that you have some great things for us so that we can celebrate moms. And if you want, I think I found some stuff. I can start it off, and then you can kind of take up the end if that's okay.
Let's get the ball to rolling.
All right. Well, it is time to really talk about Mother's Day and how to celebrate mom, not just on this one particular day. We really need to start celebrating mom all year long. And that's one of the things that I think is very important, is that we do celebrate our moms all year long. 365 days a year is what motherhood is all about. So it's not just a one-day deal. Moms are moms, 365 days, and you only get one. So you really need to take time and really think about that wonderful woman in your life and what she really means to you. So what I would like to talk to us, you know, you all about is really how to celebrate mom 365 days. So I found a fabulous website. It's called MothersDayCentral.com. That is MothersDayCentral.com. So that's MothersDayCentral.com. And it talks about how to celebrate moms all year long. So one of the things that you can do for your mother is pamper her. You know, sometimes mom needs to take a break and put her feet up. And you all can take some time, actually, not just take her out to dinner and do the normal things, but actually give her a coupon book that is made up with her family, and she can get to use these particular coupons for free time for herself. So it can be like a day for mom without doing laundry, and everyone else will do that. A day where the family will pitch in and they will do the dinner. Or a day where she doesn't have to do the dishes and you all can do the dishes. So, you know, just those kind of things that she can use this particular coupon book. And it does not take much to make. You all can actually do this with your home computer. If you don't have a home computer to do this with, you can easily go and get some construction paper or just regular Xerox paper and create these homemade coupons, which will be fun for the kids and you to do with them, and actually make your homemade coupon book with the kids in mind, and the kids will have fun, and the mom will, of course, enjoy that little wonderful handmade coupon book that came from her children and husband or significant other. And I think this will be a great way to celebrate her 365 days. And she can actually have a coupon for each day of the year. You can create 365 different coupons for her. And that will be a way to celebrate mom all year long. What do you think about that bargain, Betty? Isn't that really cool?
Hey, that's a great idea. We actually have, as soon as you get to these, we have a little supplementing for that.
And what would that be?
Well, these are the folks that actually wanted to spend some money on mom and are able to. And the wonderful thing about it is if mom has more than one child, they can actually do this because it actually is workable. If mom is a wine lover, she can relax with a glass of vino at Galena Cellars, D Vineyards and Winery. They're actually a couple minutes from downtown Galena, which is up there a little bit past Rockford, but not by much. You can get the wine tasting session, as long as the behind the scenes tour. And for mom, on Mother's Day, it is a free, and it is $5 for everyone else.
Oh, we love free. So let me get this right. There's a wine tasting. You can take your mom wine tasting in Galena.
Correct, Galena, Illinois.
And it is free for moms and only $5 each for the rest of the family. That is so cool. Now, that is a great find for Mother's Day. I think that she would definitely enjoy that, as well as the rest of the family have a chance to taste some really great vino from a vineyard. That is a great find. So I think that is really cool. And then I also found some really cool things for mom on thriftymom.com. And they have Mother's Day 2011 restaurant freebies and deals. And you know how we love our freebies and deals, right? Right, Bargain Betty?
Oh, that is true. What kind of deals do you have for our lovely moms this time?
Well, actually, believe it or not, now, you can take mom to Denny's, and I know this is you like Denny's, yes, but sometimes the little ones want to do something for mom, and you can take mom to Denny's, and they are giving mom free pancakes. Free pancake puppy sundaes when you send mom a card. Isn't that just so sweet?
Oh, that's cute.
And also for moms, you can get free fresh bagel treats and a beverage from Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Oh, great bagels.
Yeah, and then they also have at Einstein Brothers Bagels, buy one panini and get one free, plus more coupons there. They have coupons for that, so you can actually use a coupon and get mom a free panini. So that will be really, really cool for her. Then, of course, you know, moms always love chocolate. You can get a free box of chocolate for mom on Mother's Day. So I would suggest that you really do that. And then at the Great American Cookie Company, you can get mom 6 free cookies. Or even a cookie cake. Isn't that cool?
Ooh, all about those cookies.
Yes, all about those cookies is right. So there's a whole lot of great things that you can get from mom. Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty and bargain hunting, and we're talking about what to do for mom on Mother's Day. We need to celebrate her for 365 days, not just on that one Sunday in May, but since you are celebrating Mother's Day on this particular Sunday, IKEA restaurant is giving free breakfast on Mother's Day. So I suggest that you all find IKEA and get there, and you all, of course, I love IKEA. She can always shop, too, while she's there. And here's another one, McCormick and Smith, free chocolate truffles for moms on Mother's Day. Here again, we love those chocolates. And Ruby Tuesday is giving free red velvet gourmet cupcakes for moms on Mother's Day. So there's a whole lot of real cool free things and discounts on thriftymoms.com. So I suggest that you get there. And for those who love salads, if you have a mom that is into she's on her diet and she really wants to keep with that and not eat all that chocolate, Super Salad is giving a free buffet for mom when you buy one. So you get one, you buy one for yourself, and mom can get hers for free. So that would be great. TCBY Frozen Yogurt is giving a free frozen yogurt for mom on Mother's Day. So those are the few things that I have found for mom on Mother's Day. And I'm pretty sure, Bargain Betty, you got some things for us. We're going to also take some phone calls. If you're doing something special or you have something that you would like to say in remembrance or in to congratulate your mom or to celebrate your mom, if she's no longer with us, we also would like to hear about those memorable moments that you have spent with your mom. You can give us a call at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. It is all about moms on this show of Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty's. We're talking about what we can do for our moms, how to celebrate them, and also remember them if they're no longer with us. So I'm going to take area code 815. 395, how are you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Diamond, and how are you this evening?
I am doing fabulous. I want to know from you, what are your plans for Mother's Day to celebrate the women that are moms in your life, or what was the most memorable thing that your mom and you have done when you were younger? So two questions.
So many things. I can't think of really anything right off the bat. My mom was really a great person. She really stuck back. Well, I am from a true family situation. Mom was really the mother, as my dad was the father. She was really the mom there. And thing being is that I would say, I'm trying to think in memory of her, but she's a really great person. And I remember, shortly before she passed, I made a point. She was in a nursing home, and I made a point of getting over to have Thanksgiving. I made a point of getting over to... Well, that must have, that was Thanksgiving. I made a point of getting over on Thanksgiving to have dinner with her, because she, like I said, she was in a nursing home, so they were serving hers. So I stopped and I got a takeout and I went over to have mine with her.
Oh well, that was wonderful.
Right, and I brought her some flowers, and we had a great Thanksgiving meal together. We went down to the recreation area, and we sit down there and talked, and had a very enjoyable evening.
Well, that is great, and I'm going to take another call, and we're, like I said, this is Secure Your Life, but tonight we are talking about Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty's trying to find great bargains and things to do for our moms on Mother's Day, whether to in their memory to celebrate them or celebrate all the moms, whether they're your sisters, your actual wives that are moms, or any family member that you have that are mothers. We are celebrating them whether they're with us or not. They're always with us, even in our memory. So we would like to celebrate them pre-Mother's Day. So I'm going to take area code 312-217. How are you all celebrating your mom memory or your grandmother for that matter and all of the other moms in your life? What are you all doing?
Well, for us, for me, I have to say also for us, it's a very kind of soft and semi-sad Mother's Day because I lost my mother October 21st of last year. So this is my first Mother's Day without her. But we are so blessed. We have my grandmother, who is still very much alive, and matter of fact, in better shape than we are, so we should be celebrating her 90th birthday next week. So
that, well, congratulations, and happy Mother's Day, and happy birthday for her, too.
So we do have so much, and as well as the other late women and my aunts and sisters as well, and it's a little heartbreaking for me, but that's okay. We're going to do something we don't normally do, which is my dad's going to actually go out to the cemetery, and he's going to take my mom one rose,
and just to make sure that everything is okay.
So, oh, well, that is a beautiful, Yeah, that is a beautiful way to share her memory. And what was the most memorable thing that you can remember that your mom either said to you or done for you or things that you all used to do that comes to your mind?
Well, I have to say it was, you know, again, it was right before she died. She actually, had cancer, and I came home. My sister and I both came home to take care of her. And so we literally quit our jobs. And during the seven, close to 10 years that she was ill, we were at home. And so to have someone right there at the edge of making a transition say thank you to you for taking the time to take care of me, it's the best gift anyone could ask for.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, if you just joined us, this is Secure Your Life. We're talking all about, this is Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty's, but we are celebrating our moms. This is a pre-Mother's Day show, so we're talking about all the great things that you can do for mom, but we are also taking the time out to celebrate these wonderful women in our lives, whether they're our grandmothers, our mothers, our aunts, or people who actually stepped in to be like a mom to you. We like to celebrate them. And we're talking about most memorable moments that we shared with these wonderful women. And I'm going to go and take our next phone call. But if you'd like to join us in memory or in celebration of the women that are in your life that are moms, please give us a call at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I'm going to take area code 773-988. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I am doing great. So what can you say about all of the women that are in your life that are moms that you'd like to celebrate, and what was the most memorable thing that you can remember about your mom?
Well, my mom passed about, I'd say about 15 years ago. But I think that is a great reason for me to make this statement. And I don't mean to sound negative or anything like that. But you know, you only get one mom.
That's right.
I mean, you have a lot of people who you know are very close to you and can be like a mother to you, if you're fortunate enough to get and have a relationship with your actual birth mother or your mother that raised you as mother or however. I think one of the most important things to me as an individual is I have to look at that as a very personal relationship between me and my mom. And everybody else that has mothers, they have that same personal relationship. So I guess my question for the audience is, if your mother has passed, how commercialized has Mother's Day been that you are put under pressure where you need to get gifts for all the people who are mothers around you? To me, that's like taking Mother's Day and going, I mean, you know, it's okay to acknowledge every other mother and her struggles and her accomplishments, but to me, I think Mother's Day is very personal between the mother and child. And because my mother has passed, I celebrate Mother's Day with other mothers, but the trend that's going around to start going around giving gifts to every mother that you know, I think that when you get into that, it becomes almost impossible for Mother's Day to be cherished because it's starting to get commercialized like Christmas, and you got to get gifts for every mother that you know, rather than the sanctity of the relationship between you and your mother. So I'm putting that out to the audience, and I'm asking everybody, you know, especially people whose parents or mother has passed already, how do you feel about other mothers, mothers other than your own mother, celebrating with them, and do you feel that it's necessary to start giving gifts to every mother that you see and that's around you, including your brothers and including your sisters and your friends and that kind of thing? So that's my question. What is the etiquette behind Mother's Day, and how should we look at it in terms of celebrating?
Well, that is a very profound question. And I'm going to give them an opportunity. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about how to celebrate Mother's Day. And if you'd like to answer the question that the audience member just posted, you can give us a call at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join us in the chat room. Or tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. And I would like the caller one more time to repeat the question so that everyone can hear it, and then I'm going to take your answer, Ron. Go ahead, repeat the question, please.
Well, there was a series of questions, but I think the entire philosophy, if I could put it into a nutshell, has Mother's Day or is it becoming commercialized like Christmas? And what is the personal – is the personal relationship between you and your mother, is that what Mother's Day is about, or is it about every mother that you ever run into? I mean, you know, what about the personal relationship and people whose mothers have passed? You know, to me, that's a very sacred time, and I don't want to commercialize it because I feel very close to my mom, even though she has passed. So,
okay.
You know, how do other people feel about Mother's Day? How do they perceive it? Especially, it's two perspectives. The person, the people that want the gifts, you know, that have, they're trying to commercialize. And I'm wondering, is that a cool thing? Are people buying into this trend?
Okay, Ron, you can go ahead and make your question, answer his question, or make your statement.
Okay, now when I was driving the bus, what I did when they started hiring the lady female bus drivers. What I would do, I would stop by the florist and they'd have those big balloons that sit for Mother's Day. They said, Happy Mother's Day. And they were not at all pricey, and I would put it up for all the mothers in the barn, and I'd put my name and my badge number up there.
Oh, that was really sweet.
It was a Happy Mother's Day. And on what I do on my bus, I would... the buses are made different now, but they used to have a petition right in the back of the driver, and it had an advertisement on it. But what I would do, I would turn that advertisement around to the blank side, and I would draw a cartoon of a female in an apron, and she would be upside down. And over the top of it, I would write, Mom upside down is wow. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that is really cool. That was very cool.
And tell the truth, Mom upside down is wow.
And you're right. And it takes a wonderful wow woman to be a mom, especially a real mom.
Right.
Well, I have, you know, the cutest thing I had seen was a little boy. He took his mom out for Mother's Day, and he had to be no more than about 5 or 6 years old, and he only had enough to take his mom to Taco Bell. It was either Taco Bell or White Castle's, and he bought his mom, it was White Castle's, he bought his mom one White Castle hamburger and a drink. And that was the way him and his mom celebrated Mother's Day. And I thought that was the cutest thing I had ever seen, was this little boy. He pulled the chair out for his mom. I mean, he ordered and everything for her and brought the food to her and had her sit down. It was just so cute. So I think that it needs to be a personalized thing between the mother and the child. And it is okay to acknowledge other mothers,
mm-hmm.
you know, but for me, I still have my mom. Thank God for that. And she is a very special person to me. She's actually been, I'm an only child, but she has been pseudo mom for a lot of my friends. And actually, they do call her mom. So, And they all, you know, appreciate the little things that she has done for them. But, you know, you only get one mom, and I do celebrate her 365 days. I think that it shouldn't just be, the second Sunday in May. I think that you really need to take time to really look at what this woman and what she means to you. I think that that is the most important. The most memorable moment for me and my mom, I could think, was I had to have been about 3 or 4 years old, and she had read to me the night before Green Eggs and Ham, and the next day for breakfast, and I don't know what she was thinking, but she made green eggs and tried to dye the turkey ham, and I looked at that and was like, yeah, not even in a box, not even if I was a fox, and I'm not eating green eggs and ham. But that is the most memorable moment for me as a little kid. I can remember her, you know, trying to mimic what was in the book, and it takes a special type of person to be innovative like that and think outside the box to actually think that this little 4-year-old was going to eat anything green. But I thought that was really cute that she did at least try to bring the book alive for me, if you will. But the most memorable thing I can say about my grandmother, which my father's mother is no longer with me, but my mom's mom is still with us, and she's 95 years old, and I'm thankful for that. But my father's mother, the most memorable moment, I can always remember her baking cupcakes or baking cakes. And as a matter of fact, I called her Grandma Cupcake because she was always baking something. So I can always remember how, you know, I always liked the way the kitchen smelled because she was always baking something. So that is a memorable moment or moments for me. And she always had a smile on her face and always something nice to say. She was a definitely wonderful woman. You know, she always had something nice, and she always had such a beautiful personality. So that's how I would like to celebrate her life and also her being my grandmother since she's no longer with me. But I'd like to hear some more from you all about how you're going to celebrate your mom if she's still with you, how you're celebrating her day, and as well as if she's no longer with you, how are you going to celebrate her life and her memory? And the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We are talking about how to celebrate mom on her great day, not just the second Sunday of every month of May, I should say, of every year, but we need to learn to celebrate her every day because you only get one mother. So if you're in the chat room, I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell me how you're celebrating your mom's day or even her memory, or if you'd like to join us live on air and say a little something about your mom and help us celebrate a pre-Mother's Day. We're also going to get back to those wonderful bargains and things that you can do for your mom on Mother's Day. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We have another caller, phone number 773-319. How are you this evening? Hello?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, well, that is great. We're talking about moms, and how are you going to celebrate Mother's Day?
Well, my mother's been gone for a while. I guess every day that I awaken, I celebrate Mother's Day. And I don't mean to sound cliche-ish, but my mother was a very important part of my formation, and I appreciate and adulate my mother because being a mother of 10 children, she allowed each of us, actually, she nurtured each of us. in terms of our own uniqueness as individuals. She encouraged it. Beyond just my maternal mother, I mean, the contract of celebrating a Mother's Day winds up being a much, much broader topic than just the woman who gave us birth. I mean, in some regards, Earth is our mother.
That is true.
So I didn't mean to get philosophical. I was actually just attempting to do a hustle, and I got spotted online.
Well, we didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm glad that I was able to take your call because you are so right. And you being your mother must have been phenomenal. She had 10 children. That is, you know, like the other caller said, mom upside down is wow. So for that in your mom's memory, wow, she must have been a wonderful woman to have been able to bring life 10 times into the world. So in her memory, I thank her for having you to and bringing you to life so that you can call in and celebrate her memory. And as well as, like you said, the Earth is Mother Earth, so that is, and we do need to take care of her because we have not been doing a very good job of taking care of our planet that we cherish, we should cherish so dearly. And you are correct in that. But if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about Mother's Day and how to celebrate. We should be celebrating our moms 365 days a year, not just the second Sunday in May, but
Absolutely. We
need to celebrate her every day. And even in her memory, for those of us who have lost our moms, she's always with us. As long as we're breathing breath, she was a part of making our existence, so she's always with us. So we want to celebrate that also. But I would like to give other people a chance to tell me about some memories that you had about your mom and what she has done for you that sticks out in your mind. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I got another question for you, caller 773-988. You made a very good point when you said that you think that Mother's Day is too commercialized, and I do agree with you on that. I think that we do need to step back from all of the hype and the Hallmark holiday and really look at what this phenomenal person who helped bring us into life, how to celebrate. How would you personalize that? If you were giving advice to someone, what would your advice be on how they can personalize their celebration of their mom?
Well, my mother's passed, and one of the things that I do regret is not spending more time communicating with her, telling her how much I love her, telling her how much I appreciate all the times that she made, all these sacrifices to bring me into the world and to nurture me enough to be able to put two words together and create a sentence even. I'm, you know, it takes more than two words. But anyway, the point being, you know, there are little things that mothers do. For example, my mother, she had 7 kids, and each one of them, as my friend actually said on the phone a moment ago, each one she nourished. She took the time out to nourish each one individually according to their needs, and that's a unique skill that I don't say every mother has that skill, but you know, it's kind of, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And so I think that anybody who has a mother who's alive, they should really, really understand getting her a gift and sending her flowers is wonderful. But, you know, spending time with her, you know, listening to her. Sometimes some mothers, you know, may be redundant, and I've heard people are, who are so impatient with their moms, and but, you know, at some point she's not going to be here, and you have to learn to give the love now, because once she's gone, you'll never be able to tell her those little things again. You know, like I said, that's why to me it's a very personal thing, and I just hope that other people understand that and try harder, especially if their mother's alive, to communicate and to let her know. Show her your appreciation. You know, give her a hug and a kiss. Like I said, not just on Mother's Day, but 365 days a year, you know? And be patient.
That is definitely true. I think that we do need to, we take for granted that our parents are always going to be there, especially when you're a kid. You know, you think that your mom and dad are invincible and that they're always going to be there, and you really don't look and see and cherish those moments until you get to the point where you're like, wow, you know, we're all come here to live and then to eventually pass on. And then, but we take it for granted so much that we don't really appreciate those things until they're no longer there. And I think that's like, I am so grateful that my grandmother, age 95, is still with me, and I mean, still in her right mind, still can get around, still can communicate very effectively. And as a matter of fact, we spent last Sunday together. We went out to a restaurant and just spending time. I mean, and she had other family members that actually came in and spent some time with her. And she said, wow, I haven't had this much company without it being a holiday. And she was just happy to have her family around her. And it wasn't a holiday. I mean, holidays are nice, and we do those things, like you say, Mother's Day, Christmas, and other stuff like that to celebrate those people that are in our lives. But we need to actually take some time out, especially if you have grandparents that are still around. Take some time out and out of your busy schedule and give them a call just to say, hey, Grandma or Dad or Mom, you know, I really love you and appreciate you. Didn't want anything. I'm not begging for anything. You know, do you need anything? How many times do we stop to ask them? Is there something that you need? Is there something that you want? You know, and I think
sometimes
do that.
And sometimes not just a call. A call is great, and that's good. But every once in a while, you got to show up, you know, because it's nothing like the power of touch and for healing and for communication. You know, the phone is great, but, you know, you just got to physically get there sometimes. You know, sometimes you may just want to, yeah, she may just need a hug, or your dad may just need a hug, or just need to see your eyes or see your face. You know, it's just so important, these you know, these basic senses being stimulated by the same person who stimulated your senses when you were a baby and when you were needed sheltering and protection and nourishment and being nourished into the world. So not just nourishment, but being nourished into this world. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, yeah, we do. We need to take the time to be appreciative of these wonderful women who, you know, and they didn't have to. And not saying that all moms are great, but out of, you know, no matter how your upbringing was or wasn't the best to your, you know, your understanding, you got to realize that they did what they knew how to do with what little knowledge that they had. And some of us didn't have the best moms, but they at least took the time out to bring you into life. They didn't have to do that, but they did. And it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with it, and do appreciate them for the little things that they do and have done for you, and are continuing to do things for you. I know my mom, is like I said, she's still with me, and I thank God for her every day. And just the little things that I've seen her do with her grandchildren, that's amazing to me. You know, not jumping off subjects, but here's the thing that is amazing to me about grandparents that are different from when you are a parent. Grandparents get a chance to spoil the kids, and then they send them home. So I have seen my mother do for my children what, if I even said or did some of the things that they're doing, I would never have gotten away with it. But the grandchildren, they're like, oh, well, no, just leave the baby alone. Isn't that just so cute? And you're like, is this the same person that raised me? So,
well, they've learned more. they learned from you as well, so that's why they're more tolerant.
Well, and that is so true. So I'd like to take the time again in celebration of mothers and grandmothers because, you know, they are wonderful, wonderful women. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about all about Mother's Day. This is a pre-celebration and finding great things for mom and celebrating her and remembering those wonderful things that those wonderful women have done for us. I'm going to give you a few other things that you can do for mom, or take her, I should say. There is a wonderful place that you can take mom that she can go and get completely pampered. So you might want to think about taking her to a spa. Spa days are really great. You don't have to do that necessarily on Mother's Day, but I would suggest that you do take time out and give her a break and let her have it where she can be queen for a day. So, you know, that would be a wonderful thing that, especially the more children that she has, the more of a break she definitely needs. And here again, you know, moms, they love those homemade gifts, especially if you have little ones. You know, we love those homemade picture frames and stuff like that. And believe it or not, we keep those things. So, you know, I still have the handprint painted from my children when they were toddlers that they did for me for Mother's Day with the little poem in the middle of it when they were in preschool. So, you know, those are great gifts that you can actually give to your mom if you have little ones. There's a lot of things that you can do, but definitely every day, 365 days a year, you need to tell her that you love her and that you appreciate her. And I want to hear from you. Give me a call at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I believe Bargain Betty still has some great things that she wanted to tell us about for Mother's Day. I know one of the things that they're doing to celebrate, especially I think there's a big, huge breast cancer walk. The Why Me Foundation is doing the Why Me Walk for Breast Cancer. Tell me a little bit more about that, Bargain Betty.
Well, actually, the Susan G. Comer Breast Cancer Foundation is actually doing really a couple of things. Beside the Why Me Walk, and guys, please understand, you are always, always welcome with this, because, again, when you see a gentleman there and a man there on behalf of his wife, his sister, his family, I always say there's a warm, fuzzy feeling that any woman gets when we see that you empathize and sympathize. And we do love and appreciate you for that. But they also have something that's called Workout in the Park. It's the 18th annual, the Self Magazine has their 18th annual Workout in the Park on Saturday, May the 21st at Grand Park, where you actually get to do the workout portion is from Crunch Fitness. And as well as besides getting your exercise on, you actually get to talk about the new diets and some things that you can do to help trim you down a little bit. And it gives you everything from how to cool down correctly, makeup touch-ups, hair redos after we go to the gym, and even consultations. And so you can also get information about the different charities that are there. Again, like the Commerce Foundation, as well as a couple other ones, and just be you male or female, come on, they want you to come on out, and please come on by.
Oh, well, that sounds great. So it's a workout in the park in Grant Park, which is in Chicago, and that is next Saturday. Am I correct on that?
That is the correct on that. You got it. May the 21st at Grand Park.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we all need to work out and get rid of some of those heavy calories that we have gathered over the winter. And that's one thing that you can definitely do for mom, because we want moms to be here a little longer with us, and her health is most important. Actually, all of our health are very important to us. So I think that that's one thing that we definitely need to do is get some more exercise and learn how to eat properly. Not necessarily diet, but to eat properly is most important so that we can have healthy, long lives. And what else do you have for me?
Well, we actually have for the gentleman to give to mom, since you want them up and active. We have social dance classes. What better way to spend time with your mom, gentlemen, is to give her a ballroom or a salsa lesson. Chicago Dance is offering those lessons.
Oh, that is really cool. So you can teach mom
like
how to do
salsa, with your favorite son.
Oh, that is cool. Now, I would like to do that. I could just see me and my son trying to do the salsa.
That's all right. He'll learn how to dance on his toes. For private lessons for two people, it's $47 for 45 minutes, so it's actually pretty good. And then they have group classes where you get the introductory Latin and all occasion ballroom dancing. So if by chance wedding season is coming up and you got a wedding that you have to attend to, well, there's your ballroom dancing. And if you want to add a little salsa to your salsa, so that's what I'm talking about. You can hit the dance floor, and you can always get the certificate that has no expiration date.
Oh,
so mom can use it later.
That is great. I love those bargains where you don't have an expiration date, which means you can use it whenever you want to and you won't lose it. So that's great. So here we have ballroom dancing as well as salsa lessons. I think that is something that a mom would definitely like. Definitely. I think that would be great. I could just see my son and I trying to dance with him stepping on my toes and me stepping on his. That would be real interesting. Yes, that would be definitely real interesting. Now, you emailed me, Bargain Betty, and this was something really interesting. What is going on with this pin-up girl thing?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get Diamond Taylor, your host, to actually become a pin-up girl. Yes, it is possible. I'm trying to get her to do this. Well, it used to be a point in time around World War II where there were pin-up girls, and those were the gentlemen hung them up in their lockers and foot lockers, and I had them in the war room right up there. So many a movie star became a pin-up. As a matter of fact, many of movie stars became famous because they were pin-up girls first. And believe it or not, the advertising for this was hilarious. It says, when my husband or even high school sweetheart, they used to hang up pin-up photos of me on his bedroom, on the bedroom bulletin board. I kind of looked at that with bedroom bulletin board. We'll look into that one later. He really liked the one with me in my little cheerleader uniform. Well, that's okay. So enter Va-Va-Voom Pinups. Yes, it is the premier pinup and boudoir photography studio. It's an all-male staff. And, gentlemen, what you can do, she gets a hairstyle with the photo shoot, makeup, and a full one outfit shoot with a complimentary 8x10. It's $350, but she becomes your own personal sexy pinup girl. And looking on the website, which is Va-Voom Pinup, that's VAVOOMPINUPS.com, you can pick the outfit that you think she looks fabulous in and wind up blowing it up later on, and that's a bedroom shot that only you see. So you have your own personal wonderful pinup girl, and she gets
a new look that she has never had, ever, and you're the first one and only one to give it to her.
Now, that would be an interesting gift to give your mom, if you know, a husband giving his wife and the mother of his children to be a pin-up girl in their boudoir. That would be quite interesting. Talk about a different twist to Mother's Day.
That definitely is.
That is definitely different. You have outdone yourself on that one. Now, you said that there is a really interesting book for women. I don't know whether this book is for the women for Mother's Day or whether it's for their husbands, but tell me a little bit about this interesting book that you found that you want to share with me.
Actually, I will tell you that you can find it at the public library. I have my copy on hold, so there's about 4 copies left. So when I get through with this, if you want to read it, you don't have to pay for it. Get it at the library, and yes, they do have it because my copy is on hold. It's called A Tired, we actually have 2 here. We have A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex. We also have Real Sex for Real Women, Intimacy, Pleasure, and Sexual Well-Being.
Well, that would definitely, if you're not a mom, that'll make you a mom when you're done.
We'll both sides appreciate this one. The Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex is the first one. It's by Laura Mintz, Mintz. It says, and here it is, if you're not now, honey, I have a headache, has been played one too many times, this book is for you. Using real-life stories of other overtired and under-sexed women, you will learn a simple 5-step process to recharge your sleepy little sex life. Like I said, my book is on hold. I am not ashamed.
Okay, well, that is definitely an interesting Mother's Day gift. And for those of you all who are not moms,
after you use
the book, you might be one.
But then we have Think of Real Sex for Real Women. We'll get into that one later. As your happy sex life handbook. This is by Dr. Laura Berman. She's a renowned sex therapist who truly understands real women and their quest for great sex. The book features tips and techniques, yes, techniques, for ramping up your bedroom routine. But beware, you'll have to clear off a shelf high enough in your closet for this one. It's one picture book. You won't want falling into little hands. In short, kind of make out a place for that extracurricular activity in the closet. I think that's going to get interesting.
Well, those are some interesting Mother's Day tips and gifts. Okay. Well,
see, Diamond?
Yes.
I've got a book that I do feel, I've read this book, and I'm quite certain it's still available. Every female on the planet should read this book, and any man that cares anything about women should read this book. It's called For Yourself by Lonnie Garfield Barbock.
For Yourself.
Yeah, it's called For Yourself, and the author is Lonnie Garfield. She's a sex therapist. Her name is Lonnie Garfield Barbock. She has a number of books out, but I specifically like that one more than... Well, I like all of her books, but I specifically like that one because I think that was the first one I read by her. And like I said, every female on the planet should read that book, and any man that cares anything about the woman in his life, he should get that book and give it to her.
Well, I see that we have lots of great reading material. That we can give moms. We've talked about some great places that you can take moms. One is the winery, Vineyard in Galena. They're giving free wine tasting for mom, and everybody else is $5, which is a great bargain. You can take your mother to a lot of the restaurants. They're giving free chocolate and free breakfast at IKEA for mothers, free chocolate truffles at McCormick and Smith, and Denny's is giving free pancake puppy sundaes for mom when you send her a card. So there's a whole lot of things that you can do, but most importantly, celebrate her life 365 days, because you only get one mom. So I like to leave you all with that, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers that are listening to us, as well as those who are no longer with us. We celebrate you in memory, and we love you all. And I would like to say good night to everyone.
Hi, Diamond. Happy Mother's Day.
And thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers and grandmothers, aunts and sisters. And good night from Secure Your Life and Dollar Diva and her Bargain Betties. And we will join you next Friday, where we will have some more hot tips, great freebies, and fun giveaways. If you love to save money and you like to shop, this show is definitely for you. And we will definitely see you next Friday. And good night to you all.
Good night.